Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Vote counting continues in the presidential election. Pennsylvania officials say the overwhelming majority of mail-in ballots from Tuesday's election have been counted. Now they're moving on to provisional ballots. Jen Rehill from member station WLVR reports.
At least 100,000 provisional ballots were cast by Pennsylvanians on Election Day. Traditionally, those ballots give people with uncertain eligibility the opportunity to vote on the spot and have their registration verified later. In this election, provisional ballots were also used for people who wanted to switch on November 3rd from a mail-in ballot to an in-person vote. Now, county officials have to review every provisional ballot individually to see if it can be legally included, which will add more time to the state's count. For NPR News, I'm Jen Rehill in Bethlehem.
Vote counting also continues in Georgia, where the outcome is still too close to call. Brad Raffensperger is the Secretary of State in Georgia. He says the state's workers are committed to doing their job.
Our office will continue to give unprecedented access. The voters of Georgia deserve transparency. Georgia voters deserve accurate, real election results. Election workers around the state are working with integrity to ensure every legal ballot is counted.
Both Georgia's Senate races are headed for a runoff on January 5th. None of the candidates won more than 50% in Tuesday's vote to win outright. In Nevada, a federal court has once again rejected an attempt by the state GOP and the Trump campaign to temporarily halt vote counting. The latest lawsuit sought to stop the use of a signature verifying machine. NPR's Leila Fadel reports.
The lawsuit largely hinged around the claims of one voter, Jill Stokey, who said her ballot was stolen, mailed in, and she didn't get to vote. But the Clark County Registrar of Voters said he dealt with her personally, verified her signature, and offered that she challenge it, sign an affidavit, and cast a provisional ballot, but she refused. The judge in the case explained his decision not to pause ballot counting or stop the use of the machines, which would slow down the process. He said there was no evidence or legal showing sufficient to risk disenfranchising scores of other voters over one possibly improperly cast ballot, adding that he believed the voter could have rectified even that. Leila Faldin, NPR News, Las Vegas.
Police in Philadelphia arrested two men near the city's convention center where that vote count is being conducted. They were from Virginia and had loaded semi-automatic handguns for which they did not have permits to carry in Pennsylvania. Local reports said their vehicle showed a sticker promoting QAnon, a pro-Trump conspiracy theory. This is NPR. The Labor Department reports the economy added 638,000 new jobs last month. The overall jobless rate fell to 6.9% in October, down from 7.9% in September. There are still 10 million jobs that have not returned since unemployment jumped in April. There's some encouraging economic news about women in today's jobs report. Nearly 500,000 women returned to the workforce last month, erasing some of the losses from the month before. NPR's Andrea Hsu has more.
According to the Labor Department, 480,000 women entered the workforce in October. That follows a huge exodus last month, when almost double that number left the workforce. 6 in 10 new jobs for women were in the leisure and hospitality and retail sectors. Jasmine Tucker of the National Women's Law Center says some of these jobs in hotels, restaurants, and bars could be lost again as the pandemic worsens.
We're seeing over 100,000 coronavirus cases every day. It's worrisome. I think these jobs are really at risk.
And even with more women joining the labor market in October, there are still 2.2 million fewer women in the workforce today as compared with February. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Washington.
At least 100 people died in Guatemala today after the remnants of Hurricane Eta struck the Central American country. Most died in a remote mountain village swamped by mudslides. Eta is one of the strongest storms to hit Central America in years. It struck Nicaragua as a Category 4 hurricane Tuesday. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.